Is The Drive on KFH.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of The Drive on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz and Jason Duda is in today.
You can't mix those two people up.
God, I miss him.
Really? Usually you give me like 30, 40 seconds into the show.
Well,
that quick?
I miss him walking in here, becoming surly almost immediately, getting on his phone and playing Words. I miss that. But how often is he playing with you? Jason Duda, by the way, as if you needed to know.
He's the only guy. We play one game. I mean, just whatever. I haven't even looked in over a day, but I beat him so badly that I kind of. Well, no, I don't feel sorry for him. I enjoy it.
You don't.
I enjoy it. I enjoy the fact that
that's got to be so upsetting to him.
He's a teacher, and I'm just this overweight athlete from Canada, and just destroy
him. And he's
him.
A fairly intelligent kid.
Well, so you're his dad. You have to say that.
You would say no, he's not.
Oh no, I probably would say he has his moments.
But since you, well, I don't even want to get into it. It gives me a headache to even think about. First of all, the kid's addicted to this thing, and I don't get it.
Is he?
Oh, my gosh. It's awful.
It's that bad?
What about the game last night?
What about it?
Have you ever seen a more entertaining game with more referee screw-ups and worse announcers? You got everything last night.
Well, the first quarter, there was a flag on every play. Did not seem like there was a flag on just about every single play last night. It was awful. But when it comes down to the game was fantastic.
I mean, that was so much talent running around out there.
You know, the offense, defense, you know, they had three defensive touchdowns. You know, everyone's talking about the offense and the defense was, well, you know, with those two offenses, it's going to be tough. But the fact that they still scoring touchdowns and they're making plays, sacks, fumbles, picks, it was just one of the best games I've watched in a long, long time. And then you come to the announcing, I don't like Jason Witten at all.
Jason Witten can't put together a thought.
It's painful.
I don't watch Monday Night Football. I mean, I watch it in bits and pieces, but unless there's a game I really want to see, I'm not like locked in. I know there's been a lot of complaints about Jason Witten. And I see why. He's just, get him out of there. Poor Jason Witten.
Yeah, I almost feel bad for him. I mean, it's to the point, my wife doesn't really watch football, but Mondays I got it on, she'll be doing something. And last night she said again, she goes, who's that talking? That's terrible. She doesn't watch football. And she still thought it was just awful.
At one point he started talking about something. And by the end of what he was saying, it had nothing to do with anything he started. It was weird.
It's almost like he's thinking instead of speaking. He's trying to put together something that's really good to say instead of just talking. Just talk.
And I'm sorry, Booger McFarland, no better, in my opinion. Just hard to listen to. Great game. I should have put it on the Chiefs radio network right here in KNSS.
And watched it and shut it down and turned the sound off.
And I'm ashamed to say I didn't do that. I thought about it, but I'm in my chair. I'm got my blanket over my legs.
I was the exact same way. I'm not going to move to do that.
I'm somewhat feeble. I'm not going to move to. I don't know. It's just.
But I'll tell you what. That was just fun to watch. Mahomes to Hill. I mean, that guy is so quick.
Yeah.
And then the other side, Gurley did nothing last night, and they still put up 54 points.
What if I told you Gurley would rush for 55 yards and catch three passes for 39, and the Rams would not only win, they would score 54?
Well, I'd have told you you're out to lunch, not a chance.
And, you know, the Rams will get ripped for their defense because they allowed Mahomes 478 yards. The Chiefs ran for 98. But you can make the argument that it was the Rams' defense that won the game for them, forcing the turnovers, the interception. Mahomes had a bunch of turnovers.
Well, he did. He had a bunch of turnovers. And when you go back and you look at it, you know, you got guys like Donald and Fowler and then this Ekubon. He has two defensive touchdowns and has a huge play on Mahomes to cause the pick.
It was great.
Peters.
Now, that's a defensive player I'd heard of, but I don't know either. That we thought he would be the star of the game.
Not a chance.
Samson Ebukam.
Ebukam, that's it.
How about that for a name?
Well, it's not.
Why can't I have a name like that instead of Bob Lutz? There's nothing associated with my name that anybody would think was cool. Jason Duda, it has a flow to it.
Has something.
Max Power. I mean, he was just lucky to be born with that name.
Exactly. Exactly.
Whatever, Max.
Look, as he's showing off his guns. That's embarrassing. Really?
Is he really doing that?
He did. He lifted. Didn't you not see that?
Oh, my God.
Worst part is I'm actually half impressed. He's got some guns on him.
let's get to the phones and see what Ralph has. 869-1240. Hey, Ralph.
How you doing this afternoon?
I can't speak for Duda, but I'm doing fine.
I'm good.
Well, I have a quick comment. The TV guys are horrible, but luckily I was driving home last night, and I got on the 1330, I had Holtus, and on 97.5, I had Kevin Harlan, who are two of the best. So it was like a pleasure. No matter which way you're listening, they're both great. So those guys.
That's a good point. Kevin Harlan, and who's his color guy?
I don't remember who it was last night.
It's not Kurt Warner, is it?
It might be. They're very, very good.
Thanks, Ralph.
Yep. Yeah,
I don't know who does the color.
I don't know for sure.
For Kevin Harlan on the Westwood One Sports Radio Network. But Kevin Harlan is good.
Yeah, well, I mean, anything compared to those two last night is good.
Tessitore is not.
He's not awful. He's not.
He's just stuck with
He's stuck with Witten and Booger. And Booger's driving around in that thing.
And if he, I just can't listen to him or Witten. I can't. That he said one. I don't know. Everything they both said was awful.
No, I agree. If the game wasn't so good, it would have been an absolute disaster last night.
And yes, Patrick Mahomes had 5 turnovers. I get it. He's still phenomenal. Phenomenal.
That front four for L.A. is great. I mean, there's some good players there. There's a lot of money on that front. I mean, L.A.'s got a very good team.
They played well defensively and gave up 4 million yards or whatever it was.
They did. They made plays when they needed to make plays. I guess that's probably the best way to put it. You know, it was back and forth. You know, they go up 10 and you think the game's over because it was 40-30 for L.A. and, you know, they're just going to keep scoring.
And then boom,
before you know it, it's 44-40 for Kansas City.
I mean, you can think any game's over that involves the Chiefs, can you?
Well, just with the fact that you're up by 2 scores and you're going to get the ball again against the Chiefs defense. So you got to think you're going to score still, which of course they did.
But and then McVay gave the ball back to the Chiefs late.
Like, I don't know what he was doing throwing the ball on all three downs he threw the ball.
I don't get it.
You got Todd Gurley back there.
He almost ignored Gurley.
Shouldn't have been tired because he didn't get the ball at all last night.
13 times.
That's it. And then you have a chance to salt the game away with the best back in football.
So Gurley gets it 13 times. They don't have Cooper Kupp. And they score 54. Now, the defense for the Rams was the difference.
In a 54-51 game. And it's true. That was the difference in a game that had 105 points that the defense for the Rams was the game.
Strange to say. Here's Dave. Dave, you're on. How are you?
Hey, Bob. Long
Where have you been, Dave? This is the real Dave. Not the fake Dave.
Yeah, not the fake one. Hey, I just life situations have kept me preoccupied, let's just say that. On last night, I saw your tweet come across. Now, I'm going to defend Booger for just an iota. Not anything he does on Monday night, because he is atrocious on Monday night. He is so bad, I'd rather listen to your son on Monday night.
Hey. Booger.
I agree, Dave. I think
don't
that's
drag
well,
my defenseless son in
yeah,
here.
He just said what's true. You can't blame him for that.
Yeah. Now, beforehand, now watching Mike and Golic and Wingo when Berger was on, he has some great insight, and he's a very, very good commentator that way. But this match with him on Monday night is just atrocious. And I can't even talk about Witten, because Witten just proves that Cowboys suck even after they retire.
Well, Dave, we hope to hear more from you, and I know Jeff sends out his best.
I know he does. Thanks, guys.
There, I got him to say something. See, I defend Jeff
it's
when he's not here.
Unbelievable when he's not here, but when he's sitting here,
oh, when
you
he's
just
here,
destroy
I,
him.
I just can't take
you destroy him, but when he's not here, you got to protect him. What's up with that?
What is up?
I don't know.
Do we need some psychiatric?
Oh, yeah. Evaluations? Guaranteed.
We probably ought to go sit in with somebody for an hour. Or just send them a tape of this show.
That might be enough.
That might be
that
enough.
That might be enough.
Boy, do we have a show for you today.
What do we got going on today?
At 425, the one and only Kendall Gammon makes his 47th appearance on our He's been with us every week since the Chiefs season started. He'll be on at 425. At 445, sit down for this one. We're talking to Jewel, the folk singer, star, great performer. She'll be in Wichita next Monday night at the Orpheum Theater. We'll be talking to Jewel along with KEYN's own Jack Oliver. And at 525, folks, we have an interview with Smacker Miles, the daughter of new Kansas football coach Les Miles, will join us at 525. Boy, you dropped in
everywhere.
On a heck of a show today.
You got them everywhere. How do you pull this off?
I don't know how I pull it off.
Seriously, how do you pull it
serious.
Off?
I'm serious. I'm just going to sit here and pat myself on the back for a minute.
You should. You should.
I'm very curious to talk to Les Miles' daughter.
Well, yeah, it's interesting to see what she has to say about the whole situation.
I know she was at the news conference on Sunday evening up in Lawrence, in which Les Miles was announced as the new Kansas football coach. She does some media work of her own down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, so we'll get her thoughts on Les Miles, who is already one of the most captivating sports personalities in our state, hasn't worked a game yet.
No, not at all. Nothing. Hasn't done anything in the state yet.
No.
But it's Les Miles.
It's Les Miles.
And it's Les Miles, and it's the name.
And we want to know more about him, and we're going to get firsthand information today from his daughter. Max Power, who we've talked about, is engineering the show. And we got a couple of stars over in the next room. Andrew Hamling, Tyler Arosha. Is that how you say your name, Tyler? Ah, forget it.
Yeah,
I'm already mad at him.
Well, doesn't take much, though.
That's how quickly this can turn.
Well, you can turn on a dime, just like
five
that.
5 seconds ago, they were two great guys. Now I can't stand either of them.
Exactly, because you mispronounced his name.
I mispronounced his
so
name,
he's
and I'm mad at him.
And yeah, exactly. Somehow you mispronounced his name, and you're mad at him.
And to me, it's rational.
That is scary. Like, think about that for a second. You did something wrong, and you're mad at somebody else for doing it.
When I think about it, it doesn't make sense. But in the moment, perfectly rational.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I don't. I really don't, Bob.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving? We will not have a show tomorrow, by the way. The Maui Classic Championship game, which could be Duke and Gonzaga.
That'd be a good one to watch.
Potentially airing here on KFH. We'll know later today after the after the semifinals, but that's 1-3 potentially out in Hawaii. But what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
I think we're going over to the kids' godparents' place. We have some family coming in. My wife's sister, who has been overseas, her husband's in the military, has been gone for 5 years, and she doesn't get back till Friday, so we're doing Thanksgiving the weekend after. So everybody's going to be...
Oh, okay.
So everybody's here because no one's seen her for 5 years. Which makes sense. That's fine. So I think we're going to go.
It makes some sense. I'll have more to say about that.
Well, the thing is, too, is we're going to the kids' godparents' place for Thanksgiving as well.
So that's a real Thanksgiving, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, guaranteed it is.
But you can't call what you do a week and a half later Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you can.
Not in my world.
Well, that's okay. Your world, as we've talked about, is a little interesting. Is that a nice way to put that?
I guess.
That's a nice way to put it.
I mean, you can call it a family get-together.
We're having a family get-together post-Thanksgiving. How's that?
That's better. Jason, hello.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Oh, Duda, go
ahead. I'm just fine. How you doing there, big fella?
I'm doing good. Duda, I feel for you. You might need some psychiatric therapy after this show's over.
Who, Duda?
Yeah.
Well, I'm the only sane one until I get in here, so that's what he's saying. Right, Jason?
Yeah. Hey, you know, after the Chiefs game last night, where do you think they go from here? Do they bounce back from this?
Oh, yeah. The Chiefs are just fine. They get a bye week now, and they get to regroup. They're still, in my estimation, the team to beat in the AFC. I don't see anybody in the AFC that's going to beat them. Correct me if I'm wrong, dude. If you've got that team out there, I'd love to hear it. I don't think it's – now, Pittsburgh to me is the biggest threat. I know Max – every time I talk about football, I feel Max hovering over my shoulder.
Why?
To say something good about the Patriots. I don't think the Patriots are going to win the AFC this year.
No, well, I agree with that totally. Thanks for taking my call, and I want to wish both of you a very happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Jason. Best to you and your family, and we appreciate that. I think it'll be the Chiefs and Pittsburgh in the AFC title game.
Yeah, I can't really argue with that.
And the Chiefs, to me, are going to win that game. They beat Pittsburgh earlier in the season, really dominated the Steelers in Pittsburgh for the first half of that game. Remember?
Yeah,
Pittsburgh just had no answers. Then Roethlisberger got it going. They crept back into the game. But the Chiefs were always going to win that game. I just think the Chiefs are a superior team in the AFC. I know New England beat them in Foxborough. And you never count out the Patriots.
No, you
never.
Can't. You just can't. And they've proven that too many times over the years. But do I agree with the fact that Kansas City's the front runner? Yes. In their schedule, they got the Raiders twice still in their last.
Well, that's two wins.
Five games. Then they're at home to Baltimore.
That's a win.
That should be a win. Home to the Chargers, which is always tough.
Always
but
tough.
But they own the Chargers. And then they're at Seattle.
Which is not an easy place
to
go.
Not an easy.
But they're better than Seattle.
Yeah, they are. But Seattle runs the ball. That's the only thing that might.
Yeah, but so did the Rams. But they didn't even have.
But they didn't. Again. That's the difference. And they kept giving the ball back to them. In Seattle, you know that they're not going to do that in that game. They're going to run the ball and try to keep it away from Mahomes as long as they can.
Today's quickie poll, which you can get at KFH Radio on Twitter, involves looking into your crystal ball, as it often does. How many Super Bowls will Patrick Mahomes win as quarterback of the Chiefs? 0, 1, 2, 3, or more? How would you vote on that, Duda?
Honestly?
Yes. Honestly.
Honestly?
He's 23.
They're hard to win, man.
They're hard to win. Just say it.
I mean, you got guys like Marino who never won it. You guys
wait
got,
a minute. You're
you
going to say
you got a
zero?
Peyton Manning who's maybe was the best quarterback at one time. He snuck out a second one.
You're going to say zero?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just because.
Now you've opened up the floodgates of animosity.
And there's a reason.
One word.
But do you know the reason for it is because they're hard to win. Does he have the potential to win more than three? He does.
Doesn't he
but
look
he
like an all-time
needs,
great?
Yeah, but he has to make sure that all his weapons stick around. They keep him around. There's lots of other things. Their defense has got to get better. Like, let's be honest.
They could
that
win
defense,
it this year.
That yeah, but that defense, if anything, they can't. They scored 51 and lost last night.
Don't raise your voice.
I'm raising my voice because I'm making a point. I'm not saying that he couldn't or shouldn't because he should, but it depends on everything else that's around him. Now we're talking about winning a championship. You need everybody, not just him. Does that make sense or no?
No, I'm
yeah,
not.
Yeah, it does make sense.
It makes
Bob.
Sense, but we just talked about how we think the Chiefs are the favorites in the AFC this year to get to the Super Bowl.
They and they still might have year. To go through Pittsburgh and New England.
So you don't think they'll get
to the
Super Bowl.
And then they're
going
to have to play New Orleans. I think New Orleans comes out of the other side.
New Orleans is dang good.
They're good.
Dang good.
They're holding teams to their defense is playing better. And that offense, they're scoring, what are they averaging, almost 40 points a game?
On this show yesterday, I said that they're my pick to win it. But, man, the Chiefs are going to be in the Super Bowl, in my opinion.
I'm not gonna argue that point, Bob. I'm not going to argue that. In your opinion, that's fine.
They still in your opinion,
New
no.
England, Pittsburgh.
Let's get Chip in quickly before a break, and then Kendall Gammon on the other side. Hey, Chip.
Hello. For you lovers of Patrick Mahomes, whom I think is awesome, I have one name for you, Aaron Rodgers. I'm a huge Packer fan. You would have thought they could win 3, 4, or 5. Like Jason says, very difficult. Injuries, free agency, everything, all that. Parity in the NFL. Good luck, Chiefs fans. I think he's great. They don't have a defense. Let's just hope this doesn't turn out like the years there where they didn't punt and lost 51-40. Okay, that's all I got, guys.
All right, Chip. Apparently, Chip agrees with you. We'll see what Kendall Gammon has to say.
If you were to bet right now, what would you pick? 1, 2, or 3 or more?
If you had
to put money on it.
If I had to put money on it.
Yeah, you had a $100 bill you had to put on it.
I'd say Mahomes will win 2.
Okay.
Back in a moment with Kendall Gammon from the Chiefs Radio Network. You're listening to The Drive on KFH.